Welcome to the Barth Calderone Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Everybody, this is Paul Hitchcock. Welcome to Wealth Protector TV. I'm here with my colleague, Craig Strom, paralegal with the firm. We're an asset protection, estate planning, business planning firm, and our clients across the country. And we do a ton of this. Our motto is give before you take. So we just love giving out high value information, if stuff you need to know about to make sure that your planning is organized, you're updated and protected. So today we're talking about the top 10 issues that you've got to make sure are covered with your heirs when it comes to estate planning. We're going to crank through these. Craig, let's go.
Number one, we finally get our estate plan notarized and signed, and then we stick it in the drawer and we totally forget about the rest of the stuff we're going to talk about. So the very first part is your estate plan. We've touched on that before, but you've got to have your comprehensive estate plan done as number one.
Okay. Right. And this is your wills, your trusts, and everything that goes along with it, of course.
Exactly. That's, you got to have a will. And you don't, well, let's be clear. You don't have to have a will or a trust or any of this stuff. If you want your family thrown into the chaos of the probate system and maybe some good family infighting, don't have any of your documents done.
Right. Yes. Right? We see that far too often.
It makes for a very fun and uncomfortable Thanksgiving next time, right? So your estate plan, yes, will, trust, powers of attorney for financial and health care. Those are really important pieces. And those are black and white, literally black and white, written, signed, notarized documents that give your family the power to either help you make decisions while you're still alive or make those decisions and settle up your estate when you're gone. Number two is a letter of explanation. This is where the soft stuff starts to get real. The letter of explanation that you might slip in the front of your estate planning binder just is a letter to your family. It just talks about your general wishes, your general thoughts, explaining why you did an estate plan, what your overall thoughts were behind it. Just, it's something that's from the heart. It's correspondence to your family that many people miss. They just don't include it.
Yeah, and this is a great idea because we've seen a lot of, you know, families fall apart due to lack of communication. And so when the parents are of sound mind, got their planning together, is a great time to dial the kids in. I know it's harder, harder in reality than to talk about it, depending on the family dynamics. But if you can do it, get a discussion going. So your kids know your wishes. There's no arguments. People understand. They can ask questions. You know, open door policy. Let's get this out on the table. It just goes a long way for family harmony and, you know, avoiding conflict, you know, in the future. So great. Love the reminder. Boom. Next, what are we looking at?
Now, the next one is a list of financial accounts and the beneficiaries that go with them. This is another big one, right? So you might have individual retirement accounts, old 401ks, life insurance, anything that is going to pass, and this is the key phrase, pass by contract. So these are accounts like, again, IRAs that have beneficiaries listed. Those do not pass through the typical estate plan in many cases. They pass directly to the beneficiary by contract. And if you don't have those documents listed in the estate plan, it might be difficult. And I don't know if you've heard it, Paul, but I'm sure you have, stories of families missing large assets because they didn't even know mom had a Merrill Lynch account. They didn't even know that she had a John Hancock life insurance policy.
As you inventory a list of your accounts, again, when you're doing your planning, everything's fine. As you get older and age And we're doing future shows on cognitive decline and how to plan around that's a big deal. But you have your accounts all set up, then you see, okay, where the accounts are, who's on the accounts, are they joint accounts, or what is the title? And as the kids, the trustees can step in and they need to get involved in handling your financial affairs, this is a big deal for them to know where the accounts are, get themselves on the account so they can help to manage them, as you're getting older and so forth. So the inventory of your assets is huge.
A personal inventory, right? So a personal inventory is, again, it's a soft list of here's my stuff, right? I would really love this collection of my coins to go to my grandson. Whatever it is, it's just a soft list of your personal assets, the things that are important to you. It may or may not play a huge role in settling your estate, but it will help your family, your heirs, your trustee. It will help them understand what you were thinking and about where you want your personal assets to go. The next one is real estate records.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate records, so important. How many times have we talked to families that could not track down the property that mom and dad, auntie and uncle, grandma and grandpa owned, right? Grandpa bought a piece of land out in the middle of nowhere 40 years ago. Where's the deed to that property?
Right. Yeah.
How do we know what the title is? Is a copy of that included in the estate planning, binder? Is there any note regarding that property? That's a big one. So again, real estate records should include tax bills, the actual deed, any assessor's documentation that shows the parcel numbers, and hopefully those real estate properties were titled correctly into that estate plan, that living trust.
In the first place, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. No, it's deal. It's a good one. We have a lot of clients who own multiple rental properties. It's their retirement account, and so obviously just keeping those things in order, and because they're buying and selling them too. Some are flipping them and doing different things. So, anyways, good point. Good reminder. Real estate, huge. Next.
Big one. Copies of tax returns. The tax returns.
Right.
Okay. So here's the key. Perhaps the last 2 or 3 years of tax returns, just slip a photocopy in the estate planning binder, or make sure the family knows where to find that tax return. Because when you're gone, part of settling your estate is completing a final tax return. Basically, closing your books at the IRS. And having your tax return would be a huge benefit, because at the bottom of the tax return is the name of the accountant, perhaps, that processes your tax returns.
Right.
Make sure that your family knows who that person is.
Yeah.
Make sure that they have the last tax return and they can actually walk in and say, I'd like you to close down mom or dad's estate.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up, because something comes to mind we hear pretty frequently is, people get planning done, whether it's with an attorney, estate plan, tax person, and then that professional, they don't have contact with them. So that person isn't reaching out.
Yeah.
They're not sticky with the client, and the person dies, or they close down their practice or retires. And now the family's scrambling, my attorney's out of the business, they're retired, they're dead, or so it's a good idea. Keep it organized and keep in contact.
Yeah, now that goes right into this next one here, as we're almost wrapping up towards the bottom. It's these two are huge and missed all the time, is having the access to the login information for all of your online accounts.
Yeah, huge. Huge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nowadays, and I think this is still the fact, you can correct me on this, Paul, you know this better than I do, that it's still the fastest growing population of people on social media are people over 75 years old. Some way for family to access your online accounts. Now, in the case for my wife and I, we have a password vault program that both of us have access to the master password. So that master password key allows us to access all of our online passwords, so that it would be very difficult for us to lose complete access to any account my wife has, any account that I have, and it's so easy to manage. But does your family know that you even have that? Do you have a list of your passwords written, or is it digital? That leads into the next one, which is very much wrapping back up to the estate plan. The digital estate plan, do you have access to, does your family know how to access a copy of your estate plan? Mm-hmm. A digital mm-hmm. copy of your estate plan, your will, your living trust, your powers of attorney, all those documents, do they have access to that? This happened in 2023.
Yeah.
Probably one of the most, you know, difficult calls that we received, Paul, was somebody that had a large estate, inherited from parents, and no one could find a copy of the estate plan, and the law right. firm that did it had long since gone out of business, and they had no digital record. So the only answer from our attorneys was, time to go to probate.
Yep.
Because even though mom and dad have their home titled in a living trust, you would think that would bypass probate, thumbs up. The title insurance company and the escrow, they want to see a copy of that living trust, and it doesn't exist. So they have to go through probate. Now, if you have a digital estate plan where in your personal letter to family, remember that letter of explanation, you said, hey, by the way, our law firm is XYZ. And by the way, in our digital plan, here's access to our Google Drive account, our Dropbox account. Here's the password for our computer at home where our copy of our estate plan is.
Yeah. Right? Love it, Craig. Great information always. Appreciate the discussion. For everybody watching this, wherever you're watching this, because we live stream this everywhere, you can get one-on-one with Craig and the team for complimentary planning assessment, asset protection, estate planning. Whether your issue's small or more complicated, anything in between, happy to get you one-on-one with the team. It's great. Get some observation, recommendation on your own plan and how to get organized and updated. So around this video, go ahead and take advantage of that. You can get on a Zoom. We do a lot of Zooms, one-on-one, and we'll look at your situation. Okay, thanks, Craig. See you next time.
You got it.